The IRS guidance that we got has extended the time period for the safe harbor, so we will enjoy a lot of the same benefits in the go-forward years that we have in the past, and I know you've had a lot more detail on that, but just to kind of start out, the regulatory landscape for renewables in Texas is being affected by some major changes that are occurring not necessarily in the renewable sector. So, for example, we're seeing some different activities by loads in the market, whether they are small loads like the emergency response service that's trying to come forward and participate in reliability must run and those sorts of things, whether it's large loads like the city of Lubbock that is trying to move Lubbock Power and Light into the ERCOT market. Those sorts of things have implications for renewables, as do the changes that we're seeing in the market that are being proposed for transmission cost of service and transmission lines going forward. So we're going to touch on a bunch of these different areas, and at the end, hopefully, we will have time for questions. So the first thing that we're going to talk about is distributed generation. And you may recall at one point wind was noise, and so it wasn't really paid attention to by ERCOT and by the commission. And then one day everybody woke up and realized that wind wasn't noise anymore. Well, distributed generation is sort of at that point as well. Distributed generation is small generation that's being interconnected to the ERCOT grid. And that generation is being looked at for a couple of different things. One is it's possible to put distributed generation in locations where you could not put large-scale generation, urban centers where there are voltage instability issues.